I want to get my next item now, because this is a remarkable event which is coming to Cahir Sibhín. Cahir Sibhín is to host Ireland's first official Spogomi regional competition on Sunday, the 23rd of November, next Sunday. It's a Japanese litter-picking game coming to Kerry, in fact, to Ireland, for the first time this weekend. Have a little listen to this news report about what Spogomi is.
Did you know competitive cleaning exists? It's called Spogomi, and of course it comes from Japan. Short for Spogomihiroi, or the sport of picking up trash, it was invented in 2008 to raise awareness around marine pollution. The rules are simple. There are three players to a team, and they have a set amount of time to gather as much rubbish as they can within a designated area, with 20 minutes to sort it. Points are based on the type and amount of rubbish collected. For example, cigarette butts earn the highest. Teammates aren't allowed to run, and they must stay within 10 meters of one another. They cannot collect anything that's already in bins or is too bulky to fit into rubbish bags. Items such as hazardous waste and tires are banned. Points can be deducted if a team returns too late or fails to separate their rubbish properly. Spogomi has spread worldwide, with teams in Sydney recently cleaning up Manly Beach for the chance to qualify for the championship title. Team Crystal Clean went on to represent Australia in the Spogomi World Cup held in Tokyo. Participants from 33 countries took part in the tournament.
Yeah, there you go. That's a very good description of exactly what it is. It's coming to Ireland for the first time as part of the festival that's been running for this week and into the weekend. With me in the line to talk about this in more detail is one of the event organisers, that's Dr. Anita McKeown. Anita, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Are people training right now in Cahir Sibhín, running around the place like lunatics, picking up everything they can see?
Well, they are training, but we've had to say you can't pick up litter. You can only practice picking up litter because obviously we're going to have, at the moment, we have about 14 teams registered. So we need to leave them something to do.
You have to do. And listen, it's a brilliant idea. So you're going to be hosting it. It's starting 11 o'clock on Sunday, 11 to 1. Is that right?
That's correct. People arrive with a prompt start at 11 at the old barracks in Cahir Sibhín. That's our Spogomi HQ.
And from that then, they've got, it's like the rules as described in the clip there. It's 20 minutes, pick up as much as you can, sort it as much as you can. Is that how it works, the 20 minutes at the end to sort it out in terms of recycling and general waste?
Yes, we've adapted the rules. We've been working this week with the Spogomi Federation, who are actually coming to Cahir Sibhín.
Really?
Yes, they are. We have, I think there's 12 people coming from Japan, both a TV crew and the Spogomi Federation, because it is their first official event in Ireland. As you said, you know, it's in 33 countries, and Ireland isn't represented yet. So they're coming to see how we perform and with a view to integrating Ireland into the World Cup in 2027.
There's a World Cup for this.
There is indeed. And if you need more incentive, the UK won it last year. Or actually this year.
Oh, well, that tears it. We got to get going. We got to knock them off their perch. My God.
Absolutely. But the local rules, the World Cup rules are very rigorous. The local rules are much simpler. So it is 1 hour to pick rubbish, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to sort it, although we're going to encourage people to sort as they pick. And then it's within a 1 kilometre radius from the old barracks. So when teams register, we send them the localised rules and the map so that they can stay within the... Because we won't have referees on each team, because it's not the World Championship, it is in the spirit of good sportsmanship and community spirit.
Yeah, brilliant. No, the deadline to register is today, I understand, if you want to get involved.
That's correct. However, we might extend to tomorrow because we did get an email from Eventbrite last night saying they were having trouble with their platform. So we might extend for another day just in case. People were trying to register and couldn't. I believe it's back on again. So it's just spogomi.eventbrite.ie.
Okay, brilliant. How did you get this? How did you hear about this game from Japan?
It was a bit of a... So I had come across it when we were looking for programming events within the festival. Karasvine Tidy Towns are also on board. And we thought a litter pick would be a good way to close the festival, which is looking at practical action for climate.
Okay.
And as I was looking for that, I came across Spagomi, and I just thought it was bonkers enough just to, this is great fun. A lot of stuff with climate can be very heavy and quite emotional.
Yeah.
So it was like, here's something we can all do. It's fun. And we're also doing hot drinks and brownies afterwards. And we were very, very lucky. The Killarney, Kenmare and the Karasvine Credit Union have actually sponsored €500 worth of vouchers for the winning teams.
Okay, brilliant. So it's spelled Spagomi, S-P-O-G-O-M-I. So Spagomi, Eventbrite, Karasvine, you'll get it if you want to register and take part.
Yes, absolutely. We're also on social media, both as the Climate Care DEOC, but if people also are having trouble, if they email hello@futurefocus21c.com, we can actually help as well if anyone's having trouble registering, because we only have capacity for 34 teams and there's 14 or 15 already registered.
Okay, brilliant. Anita, I know you and Beck White of Future Focus 21C, you're part of you're connected to the Smart Lab Research Institute and the Resource Design Centre of Ireland at UCD. This festival is all kind of part of that. How's the rest of the festival going?
Really well. We've had good turnouts. We have another event on Thursday, which is a film about how artists raised enough money to convert 20 houses and 5 schools to solar, and have started a street-by-street campaign. And it's very funny. It's a very funny film about their process. And then on Saturday morning, we have Declan Chagrou doing a workshop on the vacant and derelict grants forms, just to make it more accessible. And then we close on Sunday with our celebration.
Okay, brilliant. Well, listen, it's a great idea. Should be a brilliant event. We'll have a World Cup team for too much longer, Anita. But thanks a million for talking to us about a programme. Good luck with it over the weekend.
Thank you. That's brilliant. And thanks for helping us spread the word.
No problem. That's Dr. Anita McCone there, one of the event organisers for the festival and the Spagomi Challenge. What a brilliant idea. If you have a view, you want to get involved, get in touch with us in the programme. It's something you think that could work. Some tiny town teams have huge experience in litter picking. I'm sure there's a number of them who would want to get involved in this as well, right across the county.